Tomorrow now on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, after the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that any Zevach that became mixed up with Chatos HaMesos, or Zvachim I should say, because the Rov here are Zvachim HaRe'uyim we Karev, and into this mixture we find Chatos HaMesos, or Shor Niskal, which are Yisuri HaNah, is even if the ratio would be one Iser Hanah to Ribui to tens of thousands, Yomusu Kula. And from the language of the Mishnah, it seems that Faket, we're talking about one Zevach Kosher amongst many, many Psulos. But if that be the case, says the Gemara, Maya Filu. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Afilu Achas Beribu? If you're talking about a majority of behemos psulos lakrova with Yisuri HaNoah, then what's the afilu? If they're rov behemos the lemisa, then it's poshut that the miud is going to be bottled in the rov lechumra lemisa. And how much more so if there's a ribu, if the number of chatos hamesos or behemos psulos lakrova is ribu, is tens of thousands. So what's the Mishnah being mechadish afilu? So therefore, the Gemara turns it around. Hachikomar kol azvachim, and zvachim here refers to ksherim lakrovish, and it's arvu bahem, meaning b'tocham, inside this massive amount of behemos ksherus lemizbeach, chatos hapnimios hamesos oshar niskal got mixed up, is afilu bi'echad. If one parcel got mixed up in ribui in tens of thousands of zvachim ksherim, yomusu kulam, they should all die. And afilu echad, even one posel beribu, and many zvachim ksherim yamusu kulam. And therefore, there's a chiddush gadol in the language here of afilu beribu, that even though there's a ribu of behemus ksheris, nevertheless, since there was a tarovus of one posel, everything goes to misa. Now, just mentioning that osham nazir and osham mitzora come in akvasim, and nevertheless they come min kvasim hazchorim. Chatas, on the other hand, comes from a kizba nekeva. So it's a little bit difficult to understand in the previous gemara that we did yesterday, or the end of the mishnah actually, why it's considered that there's no heker here, that there's a problem with tarovus, there's a suffix, and we can't identify the difference between the chatos and the osham. So that's an interesting thing. But again, we'd have to introduce here what we call a carbon adova, which could come from an akeva, in the case of an ola at least, and shlomo also could come bein min aschar and bein an akevas. And our Gemara here asks a kasha based on the Lashon of Mishnah Filu. The Pashtus of the Mishnah would seem to indicate that the Chatos HaMesos were in the Rov, because the language of the Mishnah says that the Zevach was Nisarif Bahem, as if to say one Zevach Kosher was Nisarif Bahem. So the Gemara answers no, that you're going to have to say that the Chatos HaMesos were nisarvu b'zvachim, and the zvachim are the rov. And the reason again that there's not going to be bittul b'rov here is because behema has a separate din. When it's a meso, when it has to go for misa, it's not going to be subject to the laws of bittul. And there's no takana here for this taroves and mesos kulam. We cannot be makriv anything on the mizbeach, because we have the psulim here, and re'iyah with an ayin and pediyah is not a possibility, it's not a takona, because when you have a tarovus of Yisuri HaNoah, there's no pidyon in Yisuri HaNoah. Now the Gemara compares our Mishnah with a Mishnah in Temura, and wants to know what's the chiddush of each of the two Mishnayos. Because the Mishnah in Temura on Daf Chav Ches is almost identical to our Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to ask now, what's the chiddush of our Tana and our Mishnah, that one apostle that gets mixed up with many, many ksherim, it parcels them all. Tnida l'chadazim, that we have it already in the Mishnah in Tmura, it says that kol ha-behemos ha-surin l'gabi mizbeach, shenis arbu b'behemos ha-ruyas l'gabi mizbeach, osrim osam afilu b'kol shehen. So when you have one parcel in a thousand ksheros, then everything becomes osur. Like, for example, the Mishnah says in Tmura, Haroveh v'anirva v'amukza v'anevad v'esnan v'mechir v'aklayim v'atrefa yotzei dofen shenisaru be'elef zvachim ksherim kulam asurim. So once we have it in the Mishnah in Tmura, what is our Mishnah coming to be machadesh? It's very interesting that the Gemara, in order to ask this question, has to quote the Mishnah in Tmura. Why not ask the question from our Mishnah itself? Because in the Sefer of our Mishnah, it says that Nisarvu Yisurim Mizbeach, if they're not Osir Bahanoah, in Zvachim Ksherim, there's no Bittul. So we already know the principle of Bittul, and how much that there's no Bittul in Behema, is how much more so should we apply that in the case of Nisarvu Yisurim Mizbeach Asurim Bahanoah, Bizvachim Ksherim Shalo Yisbatlu. So it's interesting why is the ratio of our Mishnah necessary if we cannot derive it l'chora with the Kal v'chomer from the Sefer? So the answer to that could be that in the Sefer, it doesn't tell you what the ratios of the Tarovis was. There was a place to say, if we only had the ratio, that only a Tarovis of Pachos Mimea or Masayim, which are not Betelim, but maybe if it was one in 300, it would be batel. So we need the ratio to tell us that even b'nisarvu b'ribui, there's no bittel. Omar Rav Ashi, amri sol shmaite kame d'Rav Shimi. I presented this question in front of Rav Shimi, v'yatz terichan, and he told me that we need both mishnayis. To Imi Hossam, if we only had the Mishnah in Tmura Havamina, we would have said. Now, at this point, I want to introduce a very important factor here that underlies the Sugya Sagamara, and that is that this din, that's Mafkia Bittel, in a Tarovis of Behemos, that's only a Chumra Derabbanan. On a Deraisa level, Achiram Lahatas, the Torah would say apply Bittel. So we would have thought, without the Mishnah in Tmura, that when the Chachamim were Machmir and they declared that in the Taruvus of Kodshim there's no din bittel hanimil, that only applies in the case where what got mixed up in the Kodshim, they were behemos asuros ligavoa, like Rovea Nirva, which are asurim ba'akrova, but they're mutar ba'hanoa lehejot. So, you know, it's not such a tragic thing if you mafkia bittel, because you still have a heter anor. So the Chachom said, let's ask the taruvos, and yiru abemos ad shipol amemumi iftu, and therefore through this process of pigeon, then the behemos sheniftu would be mutal ahejot, because there's no Isra HaNoah in the case of Rovea V'Nirva, it's only an Isra HaKrova L'Gavoa Avol. But I would have thought that in the case of our Mishnah, where there's a Taroves of Behemos that are Suras Bahanoiv, even for a Hejot, that's the case of Chatos HaMesos, or Shor Niska, Liachar Gmardin, so these generate an Isra HaNoah, and therefore, what are you going to tell me? You're actually Yistoyev, and then you could do Pdiya. That's not a Takona, because it still remains also banah. It's aim alone. In this case, perhaps the Chachom weren't machmir in this taroves to say yamusu kula, but rather they should apply the din of bittel to isurei hanah in rov zvachim ksherim the year of yiftu. Now, this is the way Rashi interprets the sugya. However, there is a Rashi in Ksav Yad who says that in this Hamamino, we would have said that if Nisarvu Chatos Mesos Oshar Niska, which are also by Noah, Lehejot, then since they don't have a takon except for misa, lochmiru chacham shiamusu, chacham would not be machmir to be mafkia rov and bittel and say that they have to die, but rather yisbatlu berov, the akrivim in a tarovus echad echad, we could take one by one and be makiv them on the mizbeach. And then we leave one out on the side, the keneged, the one that was posel, and that was also by Noah, and we're not going to be makir of it. And in fact, in the Chidushim of Kiva Eger, he mentions both interpretations of the sugya, meaning what would be the hava mina here in the case of Isuri Noah. And he says that from Rashi in our Mishnah, I'm sorry, in the Mishnah in Tmura, we understand then anything that's karev l'gavah is not batel. And therefore in our Mishnah, which is talking about behemoth asurus panah, there's no tzad that we could be makriv through the din of bittel. The hav meaning is only that the isra anah would be paka as a result of this bittel berov. And in mela, you can, after it becomes balmum, what's called re'iyah pediyah, you could be podeit as far as gavah is concerned. And Kamash Bullah, no, that even the Isra HaNoah is not Batel. But that's only one direction. So now we've justified our Mishnah. However, now that our Mishnah told us that there's no Bittel Barov, that the Isra itself is not Batel Barov, and therefore Kula Mesu, ask the other question, Imi Hacha, if we only had our Mishnah, we didn't have the Mishnah in Tmura, what knowledge would be lacking? This Hava Mina the Gemara says, we would have thought, Hani, these Chatos, Hamesis, and Shar Niskel, who Dieno Betel Barov? There's no Bittel Barov. Why di Surya no Ninhu? If something is also Bano Lehejot, in addition to the Psul of Mizbeach, is then the Rabbanu going to be more Machmir? Avalhani, but in the case of Roveh and Venirveh and the like, which are mentioned in the Mishnah in Tmura, and they're not also by Nola Hejot, Emolo, maybe the Chachom would not be so machmir to asa the entire Taruvus, but rather would allow the Dindo Reis of Bittel Tzvichal, Lefichach Tzrichi, therefore I need also the Mishnah in Tmura to teach me that even Behemo She'enam Asurus Bano, nevertheless there's no Bittel Barov. So the Gemara right away asks, how can you possibly say that the Mishnah in Tmura is needed to tell me that Delav Isuri Ano Ninu, that in those cases where there's no Isuri Ano like Roveh, Venirv, etc., is there not Batel Barov to be Mata them Bakrova, Hatanale? We have it already in the Sefer of our Mishnah, so why do we need the Mishnah in Tmura? The Sefer of our Mishnah here in Zvachim has the entire list of those psulim legavah which are mitarim by no lehedja. So I don't need to repeat that Mishnah in Tmura, that whole list. So the Gemara answers, Hatanile, why do we add the Mishnah in Tmura? Because miktani bekama. If you take a look at the Hemshech of our Mishnah, I call it the Bava Emtzoyis of our Mishnah. In the case of those that aren't Asur Banah, how much of a ratio do we have when we say there's no Bittel? At what point do we say that it asks the entire Taroves? Is therefore we need the Mishnah in Tmura, which adds that Kol Shehen, and that means that no matter what the ratio is, even if it's 1 to 1,000, etc., Ketani, that's what the Mishnah in Tmura is going to add. That's not now a Mishnah, and therefore we need the Mishnah in Tmura. Rashi adds, since in our Mishnah it doesn't say exactly what the ratio is, we might have assumed that the Iser is only Chad B'meya. Like, for example, in Truma, we have a din of Bittel B'meya. Or maybe you need Masayim, like the case of Arla. But maybe if it's 1 to 300, maybe it would be Batel. That's why we need the Mishnah in Tmura. Now here we have a kash from the Panim Meiros. He says, why didn't the Mishnah tell me, in our case, in our Mishnah, that the behemoth apsulos la krova, which were mixed up would ask the entire Taruvus be Kolshu, why didn't the Mishnah just add the word Kolshu, and then we wouldn't need the Mishnah in Tmura? Now the Gemara is asking a different Kasha. Now that we have the Mishnah in Tmura, and we know the din that behemos, which are not asuras ba'ano, are not betelos. So again, let's review the Gemara's kasha, that since the Mishnah in Tmura already teaches us that even in the case of behemos that aren't asuras ba'ano, then there's no bitul, and it tells me that there's no shear, even a kol shu, then the Mishnah in Tmura should be enough. V'lo boile, we should not need the Mishnah here at the beginning of Zvachim, at the beginning of the Perek of Zvachim. Is then the Gemara answers Takanta Itzrichle. The Mishnah wants to teach us what's the takana in the case of this taroves, which means Yiru Achi Stavu V'Yifdu. Now the Gemara goes back to the question: Why Bir Aliel B'Chidush HaMishnah? Now that we've clarified the Chidush of our Mishnah, the Gemara wants to know. Again, the Chiddush of Mishnah that in the case of Isuri Hanah, there's no Bittul. In other words, that the Chacham would not be Mekil if there's an Isur Hanah. So therefore, when the Behemos got mixed up and there's a Tarovus of Isuri Hanah Lehejot, and as a result, all the Behemos are going to have to die. In other words, a behemoth that's a surah of Hanola Hejot asks the entire Taroves. Because again, we would have had a Hava meaning in such a case. Maybe the Rabbanu weren't Machmir because the Isra Hanoh is Hanami Tninole. We have that in the Mishnah in Mesech Tavod Zoradav Ayin Talid. And it says in the Mishnah, Elu Asurim, the following are Osir Hanoh, the Osirim Bekol Shein, and even a Kol Shein asks the entire Taroves Kigon. And the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah mentions Yayin Nesech, Avodah Kol Chavim, etc. So we already have in the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah this Chiddush that you're telling me is the Chiddush of our Mishnah. And here we take a look at Ayin Beis, Amid Aleph, it says Tzrichi, we need both our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah as well. The Imi Hasam, if we only had the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, I would have thought that the Rabbanon would not be machmir to ask the entire Tarovus unless the Hefseid is only lehejot. Because in the case of a mixture of Yayin Nesach and Yayin Chulin, there's nothing that the Gavol loses, there's no karban that the Mizbeach is going to forfeit. Aval in our Mishnah, where there's a Tarovus of Yisrael known as Zevach, and therefore those Zvachim, which are Ksherim le Mizbeach, Ruim le Akrova, will now be lost. That's called a Hefseid le Gavoa. Is Amai might think that here the Rabbanon are not going to be machmir to be mafsid lekul shenafsidu lekulu, but rather they'll make a takana that there should be a bittul of the Israel Noah in the behemos of kodshim, and once we know that, then we can apply the principle of yiru kol behemos ad she yipol b'emum yistavu v'yiftu. Now, by making these behemoths into bali mum and allowing for pigeon, the kes of pigeon can be used to buy karbonos from that same min of the tarovis, and therefore the gavol will end up with those karbonos. Therefore, I need the chiddush of our mishnah that even in a case where there's a hefsi gavol, nevertheless there's no din of bittul. The imei hachid, if he only had our Mishnah Havamina, why the Chachamim were Machmir and they were Mafkir Bittul, that's Hanimila, because of Kodshim Demois, because to get up a situation through Bittul that will have to be Makr Behemos Lashem, which are Mois, meaning which are Behemos that are Asur Bahana, but in the case of Chulin, a mixture of Chulin, where Lo Shaykh Mois, there's no concept of Mois here. Again, even though you might, you're ending up drinking wine that was used for Avodah Zarah, but that's not called Mois. In this context, Amai would have thought Isuri Hanoh Lebatli Beruvei Vil Chacham would allow the Din of Rov to apply. Is therefore Tzricha, we need the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah to teach us that Isuri Hanoh, even in the case of Tarovus Bechulin, are not Batal. even the ribu, even if there's a ratio of 1 to 1,000. So let's just summarize. From the ratio of our Mishnah, we're going to be machadesh that even in a case where there's a hefseh to hegdesh without any takana for this tarovas, we're not going to have a possibility of hakrova. We're not going to have a possibility for Eopedia. The Rabbanu would nevertheless machmir to be mafkia rov. The middle part of our Mishnah is necessary to teach us that Dvarim Asurim L'Mizbeach are also in the Tarubas of Zvachim, like Nevad, as we said before, and the Mishnah's Mechadish Takana of Eopedia. The Mishnah in Tmur, on the other hand, is telling us that if you have a tarovas of Isuri Mizbeach mixed with Zvachim Ksherim, even in a ratio of one beribu, which is called a Kol Shehen, the whole tarovas is necessary and you can't, is Asur, and you can't be Makriv Behemos Al Gabi Mizbeach. Now I need the mission of Avodah Zarah to teach me that even in Chulin, when there's tarovas of Isuri Anol, like Yayin Esech, it asses the entire tarovas even with a Mashu. Now the Gemara comes to the main question that underlies our Mishnah, the premise that if you have behemoth asurus bakrova that got mixed up with zvachim, they're not batul berov, and they asur up the whole taroves, even though the rov zvachim. Vinibatlu berovo, what happened to the din of rov? What suspends and undermines the din of rov? The din of rov is derived oraisa from the poskachi rav lahatis. And the Gemara answers, V'chi teim, if you'll suggest that the reason why the Chachom were machmir that and they suspend the operation of Rov is because behemos achshivi, which means that people, when they sell them, they're machmir to sell them b'minyan b'dugdok, an exact number. For Loba Omer, you don't just estimate and say, well, maybe there are 10 animals here, maybe there are 50 animals here, I'll sell you the whole corral at one price. No. They have a chashivas each animal, and therefore there's no bittul. But that makes sense. Here we have a Mishnah that's quoted also here on Amud Beis that quotes a machlokes, L'man di'omar kol shedarko limonos, or es shedarko limonos. According to the man di'omar, es shedarko limonos, that if generally speaking many people are makpit to sell it one by one, al pi minyan medudok, even though there are some individuals in the population that would not sell in Beminya, they would sell in Ba'omed or Bemishkal, it's considered Choshev and it's not Batel. According to that, we understand that Behemos are not Betelos, Berov, because many, many people are so makpid to sell in Beminya one by one and count them up. Even though there are others who aren't makpid, but we look at the majority and that makes it Dover Choshev. El Amandiyom, according to the Amandiyom, who says, Es Shedarko limono shaninu, that when the Mishnah later on says that something's not batul berov, that's only if hakol mokrin osam b'minyan, everybody universally would sell them b'minyan, count them one by one, and no one would sell them b'mishkal or ba'omed, just evaluating. Is Michael and Maymar, the behemos are not always exclusively sold by every last person b'minyan. There are those who sell it b'omed. They may sell the entire aid there without counting up individual numbers. So why shouldn't there be bittul berov? And now the Gemara brings this Mishnah in which, or about which I should say, there's a machlokas amoroim, whether you hold kol shedarko limonos or es shedarko limonos. This nan, we have a Mishnah in Masechta Arla in the third parak, Misha Hayolo Chavile Tilson. He's got bundles of some sort of a legume, min kitnios, and it's used as a tavlin, as some sort of spice, putting into the pot. And it's made of Klaya Kerem, which is also by no, because there was a Zri of a Kerem. He had a close proximity with a vineyard. And here we take a look at Ayin Beis. Amid Beis is Idoleku, which means that we have to get rid of it, because when it comes to Kalayim, the Torah says in Dvarim Chav Beis, Lo Sizra Karmacha Kalayim, Pentigdash Hamaleya Hazera. The Chachamim Darshan in Masech the Kiddushin and Vav from the words Pen Tukdash means Pen Tukad Esh. The Torah's mitzvah is not to be Zoreh Kelayim because then it'll be Asa the Tuba No, and he's going to have to burn it like Yisrael No requires Sreifa. Is this Arvu, if you have a Taroves of Chavile Tilson, which are Kelayim Bacherim and other Chavile Tilson of Heter, and then if this whole Taroves gets mixed up in another Taroves, Bacherim, again in Acherim, so there's a second Taroves, is Kulan, all the different Chavilos of Tilson Yidoleku, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachomim Omrim Ya'alu, that there is a possibility of bittul of the chavilos and tilson, which are also biyachru masayim, in a ratio of 1 to 200. So according to Chachamim, there is a heter in the shear of masayim if it's 200 keneged that one of iser, and that's the shear that you need and is effective for bittul, and then the whole taravos comes mutter. But according to Rabbi Meir, why is there no bittul? Shahoy Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Shedarko limonos, anything that is darko limonos, you know, as general rule, most people will sell them b'minyan echad echad. It's mekadesh. It asks the whole tarovus, and it's not bottle. And therefore, tilson usually is something that's sold b'minyan, and therefore it's not bottle. Chachomarim eino mekadesh. It doesn't ask the entire tarovus. And where do you find that there is such a din in Masechta Orla that it asks the entire Tarovus? That's only Shisha Dvarim Bilvat. These are Dvarim Chashuvim V'Yoser, and they're not Batel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva. Rabbi Akiva answers seventh, that's not subject to Bittel. The alien, what are the Shisha Dvarim that are not Batel because of their Chashivus? There's a Goze Perech. These are Agozim who come from a place called Perech. They're Rimone Badon, Rimonim coming from a place called Badon. Chavile, Chavios Stumos, closed barrels that have in it wine or oil of Orlo, Klea Kerem. So the barrels are sold by number. And Chilothe, these are kind of leaves of Trudin, of sort of spinach. And then there's Kilche Kruv, and this is cabbage that grows in Eretz Yisrael. They're very large, almost like a tree, as the Gemara describes it in Ksuvus. And they're very, very chashuv. Dalas Yevonis, these are pumpkins that grow in the Greek Isles. And Rabbi Akiva, most of he adds to the six, af kikoros shel balabais. These are home-baked loaves of bread that are very chashuv. And the Mishnah concludes by saying these six categories, they don't aser the tarovus biser echad ella royli orla royli klayim klayakere, something that lends itself to nisar orla asers the tarovus midin orla. That's a goze perach, rimone badon, chavil shel yain stumos, but a royli klayakere, something that lends itself to the iser klayakere, asers the entire tarovus. Me din klaya kerem, like for example, chavios stumos, chalife tardin, kalche kruv, dalas yivonis, kikoshel balabais. So now at this point, the Gemara is going to record the machlokas hamoroim as to how to understand the shita of Rabbi Meir, and this is going to be the machlokas of eshe darko limonos, or kol she darko limonos, the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish and Amir Tzashem. That's what we want to cover in the next shiur.